It's Friday, finally, at the end of a very long week. Isn't it great to think that there's the weekend tomorrow? Though I'll admit I'm working both Saturday and Sunday. But that's the lot of a portrait photographer. I chose that route. I'm Paul Wilkinson from MasteringPortraitPhotography.com, and in this, our seventh podcast, I'd like to talk about conversation and how to use it to create better portraits. Evening all, hope you're all well. What an amazing couple of days it's been. Busy for us, or busy for me, an awful lot going on at the moment, particularly with building the website, but obviously we've also been running our regular portrait business. So in the last few days, a beautiful wedding pitch, which is always a joy, particularly when the bride and groom really love your work. It was one of those conversations where I think they were going to book anyway. We'd come highly recommended by her best friend, who's going to be her maid of honour. She works at Le Manoir. So it was a really nice recommendation. But nonetheless, you're always a little bit nervous when a bride and groom come in, because at that stage, they haven't seen the albums. And although I love what we do, it's never going to be to everybody's tastes. And you learn that over time, that no matter how beautiful your work or how beautiful you think your work is, there's always someone who either doesn't quite connect with it, or maybe it just isn't in their price bracket. Anyway, this was none of those things. They took one look at the albums, fell in love with them. Beautiful comments from the groom in particular, actually the groom to be, who said he loved the way the pictures we capture of people always felt like they were relaxed and there was a genuine connection with that person through the camera. And I'll come back onto that. That's to do with what I want to talk about today. But also after that, I did a really lovely portrait pitch with an incredibly excited mother who wants to bring her two girls in. To use her words, she wants to capture them at age 5 and 8. She wants beautiful pictures of them because they won't be this cute for much longer. I think that's possibly a little bit negative, but I do understand that there are times in your children's lives when it would be ideal to have a photograph of them, and now is that time. And she confirmed that she's going to come in over the Easter period, but she wanted to come in and have a look at our frames and what we could do. So I've sent her away with a whole bunch of ideas. Yesterday was Hearing Dogs Day. Every Thursday or every other Thursday, we photograph dogs at this amazing charity. I'll talk a lot about it over the coming podcast because it's a big part of our studio life. Something I started doing 7 years ago and has culminated in, I think this is shoot 267, during which I photographed Princess Anne at least 7 or 8 times. And actually the dog photography that we do with them has become absolutely integral to the brand of this amazing charity. And it was never something I saw coming. When I pitched for the work, I was asked to pitch for the work. I wasn't really a dog, well, I say I wasn't really a dog photographer. I fundamentally had never photographed a dog, at least nothing that wasn't our pet dog. But when I took the gig on, I did promise that I would learn how to do it, and so that has proved to be. Maybe in another podcast I'll talk about the power of anthropomorphics. But we've been working those for 7 years now, and I absolutely love it down there. Lovely people, absolutely beautiful people. Came out that shoot, and then yesterday we spent an hour with a couple of great people who are helping us ramp up the PR side of our portrait business, because although obviously we're focusing on this masteringportraitphotography.com sort of arm of things, I still run a full-time portrait photography business which has to pay for itself. So we've employed some people to give us a hand finding new clients, and more on that in coming podcasts. And then today, well, I've had the most wonderful engagement shoot with a couple whose wedding I will be photographing in September. Just the nicest people, great in front of the camera, incredibly chilled, everything just seemed to work. I mean, apart from the weather, but this is Britain, and about halfway through the shoot and we're outdoors and it just, the heavens opened, and we got pelted with hailstones. So a quick dash inside and we switched to the studio. But what's been nice about today as a shoot is that I was able to try lots of things that I don't normally get to try because they were so incredibly chilled. Everything I did with them just worked straight away. So instead of having to really work and dig into a shot to try and get it right, which you have to do with some couples, basically it just happened, which meant I could try lots of things. So we tried different ideas outside, and it was great fun to do. And as I was working, I was chatting with them and saying, you know, I don't know if this will work. I've never done this before. Let's have a go at this. And they were just supremely chilled about it. They never once said, shouldn't you be doing something that will definitely work? Instead, they were like, well, let's give it a go. That'd be exciting if it's a shot you've never tried before. And it's lovely to be in a position now where when I say to someone, I don't know if this will work, but we'll give it a go, based on our track record, people trust me and think that, in fact, not only might it work, it might be a picture that is better than anything we've done in that style before. And so it's just been the most exhilarating day, and to the point where we've asked them to come back as models for maybe a video in the future for Mastering Portrait Photography. And it was really just lovely to talk to them and spend time with them. And I wanted to talk about precisely that. How do you get portraits of people where it feels like there's a connection between them and ultimately the viewer? And it's quite important that psychology is clear. The connection will be between the viewer and the picture you're creating, as if the person in that picture was having a conversation, possibly, with the person who's now viewing it. Now, of course, that's not true, because at the end of the day, it's just a picture, and if they were having a conversation with anybody, it was with me. I'm sort of in the way. So if you imagine a viewer is looking at that picture as if they were stood inside my head, that's the angle I'm looking at it from. That's the angle a viewer is looking at it from. And actually what I do is something I do quite naturally, is I just talk. I just ask questions. And so the guys today, you know, and so I asked them, how are things going? Because in my notes from the previous meeting, I knew what they did. So he's a personal trainer and she is a nurse. And it's been a while since I've seen him, and I was curious, and I said, well, how's it going? What are you up to? And he said, well, I'd really like to grow the business and find ourselves a venue, a location. And I said, oh, is that a kind of, you know, are you looking to build a gym? And he said, well, it depends on the location, because property is really hard to find around Oxford in that area. And depending on the venue that they can find and they can afford, it will change the nature of the business. So it might be a gym, it might be an area where he can do personal training, it might be a combination of the two, it might be a multitude of things, but it depends entirely on the type of venue he finds. And I was laughing at him because, of course, being a personal trainer, unlike me, he is always fit, to which his fiance laughed and said he isn't, because when he goes on holiday, he likes to drink and take his foot off the pedal. And it was these conversations, and we were just playing around. And then, of course, I turned my attention to her as I was photographing her and talking about what it was like being a nurse. She's a paediatrics nurse, so she looks after kids. One of the greatest services anyone could give is to look after our children when they're ill, and that's what she is. She's a specialist nurse looking after children. And so I suppose you could think that some of those stories might be sad, but in fact, most of the stories she had were quite uplifting, because they're about trying to bring the best to children when they're at their lowest ebb. And you couldn't ask for a nicer person to be at your children's bedside if your child is ill in hospital. Trust me on this, the girl was, or the lady was lovely. And so we were talking about that, and then we'd move around a bit and I'd take another shot, and we talk maybe about the choice of clothing. She'd bought his jacket as a birthday present, or Christmas present, I think. Perfect choice, went really well with hers. That's not necessarily a coincidence, given if the lady buys the coats for both of them, trust me, they're going to go together. But we talked about clothing, and then we talked about what they're going to wear for the wedding. We talked about the yurt. They're getting married in a yurt, which is an overly large tent, which would be great fun to photograph, though it is September in Britain, so it's probably going to rain. So obviously we're having to think about the wet weather plans. We've got plans, though, to take lights down and photograph in the woodlands. We're talking about all of that. And the whole shoot was one long, really entertaining conversation for about an hour and 20 minutes. We just talked and chatted, and I interrupted the conversation to take a picture. And then we'd move around a little bit to another location. I'd set it up. We'd have another conversation. I'd take my photo, and we'd do that over and over and over again. And at the end, when they left, it felt very much like all that had happened is we'd spent an hour with a cup of coffee having a chat. Now, I've been through the pictures. I brought them up onto Lightroom and had a look later, and they are exactly what I would have hoped them to be. They're full of life, they're full of laughter, they're full of the most incredible eye contact with the camera from both of them. They're full of intimacy between the two of them, actually. So surprisingly enough, when I did occasionally say, go on, let's just see if we can get a kissing shot. Now, a kissing shot in portraiture, on the whole, you don't want them to be actually kissing, but you just want that intimacy and the way the bodies merge together and the way that they hold each other. And to do that, you have to have them really, really relaxed. I'm not a big fan of overly posing that. I like them to feel natural. And so the best way I found of doing this, for instance, which is, so let's talk about the last shot I took, which is a simple shot of the two of them sitting on steps. She's behind him, actually, with her arms draped around him, with her faces quite close together. And it feels, when you drop them into that situation, it feels quite staged. And then what you do is you don't take the picture. Well, I might take one, two, just to check if I got my exposure right as I shoot in manual. But I don't really take the picture. What I then do is just start to laugh with them. I talk about the fact it feels really awkward, doesn't it? Me being a third wheeler, watching you two kind of snuggle up. We giggled a little bit. And then I said to her, just kiss him. And as she kissed him, the awkwardness of the moment became funny. And as it became funny, their body language changed and they had genuine intimacy between the two of them, even though I was there too. They sort of just connected. And that was the final shot I took, is the two of them laughing, so wrapped up in each other's arms, that while from a classicist point of view, probably not going to win me any awards, but from the point of view of creating a powerful moment on camera between two people whose wedding I'm going to be photographing at the end of the year, you cannot get better than that. And I, for one, am one very happy photographer. So there you go. My view on conversation, the need to create a connection with your subject very, very quickly, and how it translates into a portrait. And on that happy note, I'm going to sign off. Do remember, take care of yourselves, look after yourselves, be kind to yourselves. Until next time, take care.